Six Nations elected council have approved Six Nations Housing to have Hydro One connect two duplexes on Moccasin Trail with Hydro and have them fit for occupancy. Lillianne Mount Pleasant, acting director and financial control officer for Six Nations Housing, detailed this agreement and how long the units have been ready for the connection.
This is for the duplexes on Moccasin Trail funded by ISC and CMHC Section 95. These duplexes have been ready to go for approximately 3 or 4 months now. And we've been waiting for Hydro to get us a contract. So this is that contract to connect all four of the units so that we can get people moved in as soon as possible.
Councillor Michelle Bomberry read the recommendation before Six Nations elected council, which detailed the contract with Hydro One that's set to be signed by Six Nations elected council acting CEO Nathan Wright.
Six Nations Housing seeks to make the duplexes at Moccasin Trail fit for occupancy. And whereas housing has the remaining allocated funds of $49,427.83. Therefore, be it resolved that the Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Council approves signing of the Hydro One Customer Service Contract, notification number 303-272-100, and authorize Nathan Wright, acting Chief Executive Officer, to sign the contract in the amount of $23,087.81.
Mount Pleasant delivered a typical timeline for when the Hydro connection could be made, but says it depends on the amount of work happening within the Six Nations community.
I mean, it can range anything from a few weeks to a few months. Typically it's about 2 to 6 weeks, but it really does depend on how many connections are occurring on the territory at the time when our contract gets approved.
Six Nations elected council approved the contract between Hydro One and Six Nations Housing during the October 16th general finance meeting, and Six Nations elected council acting CEO Nathan Wright will now sign the agreement for the duplexes on Moccasin Trail in Oswegan to be connected with Hydro and ready for occupancy.